of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS consumeraccess.org number 3030.
I'm Ari Wolf with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Jacksonville Jaguars are trading veteran tight end Julius Thomas to the Dolphins. According to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport, it's expected the Jags will receive a 2017 seventh-round pick in return. Thomas is set to return to an Adam Gase offense. It was Gase calling the plays from 2013 to 2014 in Denver when Thomas became the first tight end in history to record at least 12 touchdowns in back-to-back seasons. In separate trade talks, Dolphins offensive tackle Brandon Albert could soon be headed to Jacksonville. Albert was set to meet with the Jaguars on Monday night, and if all went well, Rappaport reports the two sides will try to work out a deal. The NFL's top draft prospects are ready to show what they've got at this year's NFL Scouting Combine, and only NFL Network is there live. Complete coverage of the 2017 NFL Scouting Combine starts Friday, March 3rd, only on NFL Network. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Easy as apple pie. Easy as falling off a log. Easy as 1, 2, 3. That's how easy it is to earn the power rate and ATM fee refunds with Power Checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of Power Checking said they'd recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with Power Checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
The only reason why he enjoys the winter is because it's hot tub season.
And can I get a hot tub?
Tyler Ryder and the APC on KGYM.
Here's the 3-1. Sammy hits a high drive. Get out the tape measure. Long gone. 60 times 3. Sammy Sosa launching one onto Waveland Avenue, and he becomes the first man ever to hit 60 or more home runs in 3 different big league seasons.
He was on the call on WGN Radio 2001. Sammy Sosa, as you heard there, his third season of 60 or more bombs. As we welcome you back on the Afternoon Players Club. Hour number two, 1600 AM, the historic main gym, also found in Iowa City and Cedar Rapids. That's our South and North gym, 106.3, and a couple clicks on 107.5 FM as well. Jeff Downing taking over for Alex Kuhn out the door for high school basketball this evening.
Hi, Jeff.
Coming up, bottom of the hour, blank space, and Jeff is going to rejoin us in the studio. Back-to-back days, technically 3 consecutive if you go back to Keeper Cut Friday at Coach's Corner. Tyler Ryder and Todd Brommelkamp still to talk. Tom Caker joins us at 6:45 on the program today as well, and his AP on his way to running to Titletown. We're going to talk about all that before 6:45 tonight.
Is Alex close to getting Wally pipped here? Is he going to have to worry about Jeff just taking over that producer's seat and never giving it back?
Isn't that kind of how I got the job? I just kept showing up, and they were like, well, who's this Tyler guy? Just give him the job.
It actually really sort of is how you got your way onto this station. Yes. For those who listened to the program, the afternoon program, for a really long time.
You're welcome.
Tyler used to just come in and make himself at home.
You're welcome.
In the third and final hour. That's how big of a joke the first program was, and I was a large part of that. I was a major, major player in making that program what it was, and that was a joke. But Tyler would come in, and he would basically, he was a 80s sitcom character. There should have been a laugh track, like when Kramer opened the door on Seinfeld. Tyler would come in. Hey, boys, what are we talking about today?
So essentially, I came in smoking cigars, borrowing stuff from you all the time in our office, so I was the Kramer of your show.
And he would come in, and he would use that Nathan Detroit voice of his.
Shut, yeah. Did you look it up during the break?
No, I saw it on the text line. I think it was Ann on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Although, I do like Cyclone Phil's answer of Cal Kalamazoo.
Cal Kalamazoo sounds like a total jobber in WWF.
What the hell did I say? Carl Saginaw?
That was actually pretty good, too.
Johnny Saginaw, that's what it was. Thank you, text line. Now, Jeff is going to be coming in at the bottom of the hour. We're going to do a little blank space.
Yeah.
Adrian Peterson pulling a reverse Favre. Could it happen? Should it happen? Do you want to see that happen? That's coming up for you in hour number three. Is this the last of Tom Crean at Indiana? That's our Emil's Hideaway poll question today. KGYMradio.com. Vote yes or no. Zach Osterman from the Indy Star seems to think that Tom Crean will be back, but the Hoosiers have lost 6 of 7, and there's apathy among the fan base, and Iowa fans know that all too well. You can live with anger. An athletic director can live with anger, but when that anger turns to apathy and the people just aren't showing up, and for the upper balconies at Assembly Hall to be empty for reasons not involving pieces of metal falling from the ceiling, that says something. It speaks volumes. Now, we heard Pat Hughes there with a call from the Sammy Sosa home run, blast from the past, right? Everything old is new again. Guess who's in the news today? I woke up to this. I reached over and I grabbed my phone at 6 o'clock in the morning or whenever the little hell spawn decided he was going to wake up today. And I love you, buddy, if you're listening. You might be on the way home from daycare right now. I love you. Daddy loves you. And first thing I do, grab the phone. Partly because I can't see in the morning that early. And there it is. Sammy Sosa is, well, basically, look, play the crying baby again, because I think that's exactly appropriate for Sammy Sosa right now. He has been trying for years to get back into the good graces of Cubs management. And the Cubs, first the Tribune Company, and now the Ricketts family, are having nothing to do with Sammy Sosa. And Sammy says he would like to come back to the team, but he's not going to beg. But what he's essentially doing, he talked to a very friendly source and did an interview with him, and now other news outlets are taking that interview and they're disseminating it and making it. Basically, what he's doing is he is begging. He says he doesn't want to beg, but he's stopping one step short of begging. Please, please, please bring me back. And the question is, for those of you out there who are Cubs fans, should the Cubs welcome Sammy Sosa back? Should they recognize him in some way, shape, or form as they celebrate the 2016 World Series championship? They're bringing all of these former players back for first pitches and singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game during the seventh inning stretch. Should the Cubs recognize Sammy Sosa? 319-366-1600.
Sosa told the Wall Street Journal, quote, "I haven't done anything wrong. I played almost 13 years in Chicago, and the only thing I did was play good, play hard, and give everything I had for the fans. If they don't respect that, if it's not good enough, hey, so be it." Sosa then earlier today
It's play well, by the way.
Yeah,
so Sammy is back to not speaking English, just like when he was sitting in front of Congress. The guy mysteriously forgot how to speak English.
Sammy Sosa via ChuckBloggerstrom.com.
That's the friendly source that I was referring to.
Quote, when nobody knew who Chicago was, I put Chicago on the map.
And Chicago sports fans have been having fun with that today because I think maybe lost in translation there, he's referring to the Cubs. Although they were good in 1989, and I think Sammy's first year in Chicago was, what, 92, 93? So that's a little hyperbole there from Sammy. Now, baseball has a problem with the players of that era, and different teams have tackled those players differently. I really don't want to turn this into a Cubs-Cardinals thing, but it's going to happen inevitably because those two guys are linked together by history, Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa. The Cardinals embraced Mark McGwire. They never really distanced themselves from him. You still have Big Mac Land there at Busch Stadium. They brought him back as a hitting coach.
Losing their mind about Dexter Fowler taking his uniform number this offseason.
Which was Tony La Russa trying to get Mark McGwire to come back into the game, give him a foot in the door to rehabilitate his image. No different than, and I don't know whether you saw this or not, odds are maybe you didn't, but the San Francisco Giants had a fan fest recently at AT&T Park, and lo and behold, but who shows up? Barry Bonds just decided to go for a bike ride, and he shows up and crashes the fan fest, and guess who couldn't be more friendly? Who could not sign enough autographs for people? Barry Bonds, who when he played was one of the most inaccessible superstars. But now all of a sudden, hey man, I'll sign autographs for you. And Sammy wants to do the same thing. Sammy wants to come back. Sammy just wants to be loved. And he's not feeling the love from any of the other teams that he played for because, quite frankly, he never, you know, he was a name by the time that he was an Oriole and all of that.
Sosa, 600 career homers. He was a 7-time All-Star. He was the 1998 MVP of the National League. In 2003, when a lot of these PED names started coming out, he was among the 100 names that got rolled out. But when you start looking at all these other franchises, Todd, that are wrapping their arms around some of these notable users, you brought up Bonds in San Francisco, you brought up McGwire in St. Louis. You know, the Yankees are still recognizing Roger Clemens. The Yankees are still recognizing Alex Rodriguez.
Now, I don't think the Giants are embracing Bonds. I think he's trying to force them to embrace him. But there are other organizations.
The only player I can remember outside of Sammy Sosa, Todd, who's essentially getting the door slammed in his face anytime a team is trying to welcome him in. And I would say it was Manny Ramirez with fill-in-the-blank team, and then the Cubs brought him in, signed him. He was kind of the mentor for Javi Baez at Des Moines in AAA. So now, really, I think Sosa's the only guy left out there. Pudge gets into the Hall of Fame this year. The Texas Rangers can't wait to welcome him back, have a night remembering him, a bobblehead in Arlington. Miguel Tejada, the Athletics, have welcomed him back, trying to have
60-402.
Let me guess, is it just a text line full of syringe emojis?
At 6402, I'm lucky they don't charge for the emojis and the usage, but I think that's about 12 syringes, 3 microscopes, and 2 magnifying glasses.
Jeff Bagwell, the Houston Astros, arms wrapped around him.
Look at this is one of the things with the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, which we absolutely love on this program. It's our favorite tool next to me. But when you get a ton of texts, they come in one after the other, and then they just bury, and all of a sudden the screen is completely avalanched in texts. So it's very hard. You see one interesting one, and you click on it, you go to look.
God rest his soul, the Padres still recognize Ken Caminiti, it seems, every time I turn on a telecast on the West Coast.
5506 says, not a Cubs fan, but I find it interesting that they all loved him while he was playing and cheating. Yet now they want nothing to do with the guy, even though I'm sure he brought a lot of revenue and publicity. It really wasn't necessarily known, right? I mean, and here's the deal. The Cubs and Sosa and the Cardinals and McGwire, it was the same thing. And maybe it was people that were turning their backs. But now that everybody has a different view of that era, one fan base, for the most part, has said, you know what? Yeah, that guy is sort of tainted, and we really don't want anything to do with him. And the other fan base has no problem wrapping Mark McGwire in their arms. They still love the guy. Me, personally, I enjoyed watching him play, and I enjoyed the summer of 1998 a little bit too much, because that was the year that I graduated high school and my first semester of college at the University of Iowa. That was great for baseball. And I do think those guys, McGwire and Sosa, neither of whom are Hall of Famers nor should be, I do think that they need to be recognized for saving the game of baseball. Because without the summer of 98, I'm not sure baseball's anything more than the NHL at this point. I really don't.
366-1600.
I'll draw the line there. Give them some sort of recognition, a case at Cooperstown with the bats and the balls and Mark McGwire hugging the Maris family and all of that good stuff, and leave it at that. But should the Cubs welcome Sammy Sosa back? Should they do something for Sammy Sosa, who doesn't want to beg but is essentially begging to be recognized? 366-1600.
You want to go to Walford, bring Ryan into the fold?
Yeah, we can go to the, what is it, the Angle Inn there in Walford, I think. Ryan, you're on the APC. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I've dangled at the Angle quite a few times.
Haven't we all? No, what's on your mind?
I kind of just wanted to weigh in on the Sosa thing. I've been a Cubs fan my whole life, and between him and Ryan Sandberg, I mean, they're the reason I'm a Cubs fan. And I think Sosa even more than Sandberg, just because, like you were saying, during 98, it just, I think I was going into my freshman year in high school, and I was just consumed by baseball, whether playing or watching. And even as a diehard Cubs fan, I mean, him and McGwire, they did. They saved baseball, and they should be recognized for it. It happened over the better part of two decades. I mean, you can try to erase it by not recognizing the people, but it'll never change the fact that it happened, and it was exciting, extremely exciting.
Ryan and Walford, and I'm gonna ask this question: how much of this has to do with Sammy Sosa and the PED incidents? I should say incidents, PED, comma, cork bat, comma, leaving early in 2004. The last time the Cubs saw Sammy Sosa, he was being told that he could leave early from the season finale in 2004. And there's still the rumors out there about the smashing of his boombox because Todd, he loved playing salsa music during that season, and it was getting on a lot of his teammates' nerves. Do we have salsa music? Can we get some Sammy Sosa salsa music in here? Which reminds me, La Cantina Mexican gift card on the way in the next 30 minutes.
Can't imagine why his teammates wouldn't want to listen to this every day. But hey, when you're the superstar, you tend to get some leeway in the clubhouse. Although traditionally, I think it's the starting pitcher that tends to
get a nod on
the music.
Emphatically says, I had nothing to do with somebody taking a bat to Sosa's boombox.
Now you can use music on an iPad and an iPod, right? It's just movies or on an iPad.
Let it go.
Okay.
Chris in Iowa City, good afternoon. You're on the APC. What's up, Chris?
Hey, thank you guys for having me. Regarding the steroid era, I guess my view is, and I grew up, I'm a Cardinals fan, but I grew up, watching that Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire. It was one of the best summers of watching baseball that I can remember. But, I think that we should have in Cooperstown the own steroid era inductees. And whether or not they took steroids or not, that's just kind of where they belong. Because at the same time that they were taking steroids, so were the pitchers that they were facing. And that's just kind of my thought.
And I think, and I've heard this before, and it's certainly not a unique thought, but then you go down what I think is a very slippery slope, because then do you take the Hall of Fame and do you break it up into different categories? Because before 1947, there were no black players in baseball, so do you have to then have the pre-integration era? And then from 47 moving forward, do you make that an era? And then in expansion hits in 1962. So do you have a expansion era, and then they expand again in 69, and then 69 gives way into the amphetamine era and then the cocaine era. And then you're all of a sudden into the mid to late 80s and Jose Canseco and Mark McGuire are on the scene. And then it's the PED usage. So you go down this rabbit hole of, okay, have the steroid era spot in Cooperstown. And then you're going to have people that are pointing and screaming, yeah, but this and that. And it just, it really is a slippery slope. Now, we've got people on the text line, and I really don't want to touch this with a 10-foot pole, but there are people on the text line making references to the Cubs not wanting anything to do with Sammy Sosa because of how he looks now. If you have not seen Sammy Sosa since he was an active player, you may not recognize him. He looks different, and I'm going to leave it at that. I really don't ever shy away from talking about anything controversial on this program, but I think Sosa has been bleaching his skin to the point that he sort of looks waxy. He looks like he would belong at Madame Tussauds, which, by the way, I think that's in, there is a Madame Tussauds wax museum in Las Vegas, so if you're looking for something to do,
yeah,
maybe while you're nursing a hangover or something on the bachelor trip.
Kylie Jenner says that she didn't like the way she was being, I guess, what's the exact word when you're getting a wax sculpture of yourself made?
I believe you're being immortalized in wax.
Okay. She didn't like the way she was being immortalized in wax. She wanted a bigger rear end and fuller lips.
Cyclone Tim, man.
Life of a Jenner.
He's a Kardashian. Part of Cubs history, but that doesn't mean you have to embrace it. My ex is a part of my history, but that doesn't mean I have to embrace her.
Yes, sir! Cyclone Tim.
Did Tim hit it?
See you at the winner's circle.
Is Sammy Sosa is Sammy Sosa the crazy ex-wife that the Cubs want absolutely nothing to do with?
Bravo,
366-1600.
Two shows on a Sunday. 1 and 4 o'clock.
I may have to change
one, get one on the matinee.
I have to change my answer on blank space coming up at the bottom of the hour to one of my questions. I don't know. I'm going to have to think about it now, Tim. You have forced my hand.
So in years past, they've invited back Billy Williams, Ryan Sandbergs, the Kerry Woods of the world.
Billy Williams and Ryan Sandberg are in the Hall of Fame, and Kerry Wood had the 20 strikeout game. I mean, those guys are...
I'm sorry. I can't think of Kerry Wood and not think of Sammy Sosa. And you know what? He doesn't need to bring up comments like, I have better stats than Ernie Banks. But...
Is it because they were teammates?
Yeah.
Okay.
Essentially, that anytime I'd flip on WGN in my neck of the woods, Channel 4, and you would see Kerry Wood on the mound. Mark Pryor, and then there was Sosa coming up, an opportunity. You had Chip Carey teasing the fact that Sosa was coming up next inning while he was jogging in from right field.
Julio Zuleta, Sandy Martinez, Kevin Ory.
See what happened.
The legendary Cubs of that era.
Do you think you could name this the entire, like, the everyday starting lineup of the 2001 Chicago Cubs?
No, probably not. I'd throw some darts and miss wildly all over the place. But I think Grace was still, well, no. Grace may have been, had moved on to Arizona at that point. He was borderline. Aramis Ramirez hadn't come, they hadn't made that trade with the Pirates yet. Good God.
Your 2001 Chicago
Gary
Cubs.
Gary Gaetti. Was Gary Gaetti on that team?
Was he on the team?
Yeah.
Gary Gaetti was not on that team.
Okay. Gaetti may have been a little earlier.
Here it is. Here's your 2001 everyday starting lineup for the Chicago Cubs. Todd Hundley was behind the plate.
Son of Randy Hundley. They thought he was going to be a 30-35 home run hitter in that ballpark. Never happened.
The immortal Matt Stairs was at first base.
Very good pinch hitter later in his career, but...
Eric Young was at second.
The original Eric Young, not Eric Young Jr. It's Eric Young toward the end of his career.
Ricky Gutierrez was at shortstop. Cubs All-Star Ron Coomer was at third base. Left to right field, Rondell White... Gary Matthews, Sammy Sosa.
Now, that was Gary Matthews Jr.
Other players that had, season
basically
was...
Basically, Sosa was the star on that team.
Bill
no
Miller.
No one's going to argue that.
Joe Girardi, Michael Tucker, Fred McGriff, Delino DeShields.
I think McGriff took over at first base.
Augie Ojeda, Miguel Cairo, Corey Patterson.
Corey Patterson was their top prospect at the time. I have a feeling that was his rookie year.
Oh, man, I've got a Roosevelt Brown. I used to love saying that name. Todd Dunwoody. Ooh, God, these are some good ones.
It's like they took the Iowa Cubs and they put them on a bus and sent them. Well, Megabus didn't exist back then, but whatever the equivalent
David
would be.
Weathers. Oh, man, these are blasts in the past. Courtney Duncan, Juan Cruz. I'm done with the 2001 Cubs. 527.
Tune in tomorrow and we'll get to the 97 Mets. I'll take Todd Zeal for $500, Alex.
Zeal wasn't there yet.
Time now for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. After losing at home to Illinois on Saturday, Iowa faces a quick turnaround tonight. The Hawkeyes will host Indiana at Carver Hawkeye Arena for an 8:06 tip-off. The Hoosiers have lost six of their last seven games. Iowa brings a three-game losing streak of its own into play tonight. Indiana's 15-12 overall, 5-9 in Big Ten play. That is a far cry from where they were a year ago when the Hoosiers last played in Iowa City. That's when they were clinching the regular season Big Ten title under Tom Crean. Iowa State remains tied for second in the Big 12 after it escaped Lubbock with an 82-80 overtime victory over Texas Tech Monday night. Monte Morris led ISU in scoring with 23 points. Matt Thomas chipped in with 20. Iowa State now 10-5 in Big 12 play. Only three regular season games remain before next month's Big 12 tournament in Kansas City. The ISU women are at Kansas tonight. That's a 7 o'clock tip-off. They've won three of their last four as they make a late run for the NCAA tournament themselves. And high school girls basketball playoff action comes your way on all three of our frequencies tonight at 6:45. 4A regional final action pits Marion against Keokuk on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. And in 5A, it's Iowa City High taking on Ankeny Centennial. That's on 106.3 FM again. Those games, those broadcasts, I should say, getting underway at 6:45.
Wrapping up on Sosa, even during the PED era, you still have to put in the work and have the talent to do what people did. So it's not like it was a magical pill, 3176 says.
Except it was a magical pill.
0877.
Unless you use the cream and the clear.
I can't say. Beg your pardon, 2732. Okay, we shunned Lance Armstrong because we found out he was doping. Will we throw out Peyton Manning's records and what he has done for the game if the same came out? All these baseball players have come out. Don't they get a little bit of love? Does baseball get a pass? Question mark.
And then more texts about how Sammy Sosa looks like a white guy now.
0261, I can't follow Cyclone Tim. I don't know who can, 0261. Look, for me, with Sosa.
The ex-wife text may have broken the text line. That may have been the best text that we've ever received on this program. We'll ask Jeff Downing that. When he joins
us
next.
Does Sosa throw out a first pitch at any time in the 2016-17 season?
No,
more 17 since the 16 season's over, Jesus.
I don't think the Ricketts family wants anything to do with him, and it's going to be a long time before they reconcile those two sides.
I do not, out of all the players.
And good on them.
Out of all the Cubs jerseys I see around this town, not of current 2017 Cubs players, Sammy Sosa is the most seen jersey, T-shirt I see around this town. Anytime it's a Cubs shirt, you guarantee if it's a player's jersey, that guy is going to turn to go grab another beer at the bar, and it's going to say Sosa 21 on the back.
I couldn't tell you the last time I saw a Sammy Sosa jersey.
There is a bar I go to off the interstate, and it's like it's a members-only shirt. You can't get into that bar unless you own one. There's smoking jackets, then there's Sosa jerseys to get into this bar. So we head towards the bottom of the hour Sports Center. It's being brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement, celebrating 12 years of service. When we come back, Jeff Downing rejoins us in the studio. We go blank space on your Tuesday. It's the APC, your Eastern Iowa ESPN Radio.
Hi, I'm Steve Anderson. Since I grew up 10 minutes from Carver Hawkeye Arena, I've been obsessing over Iowa athletics since birth. Hawkeye teams stand for maximum effort on every play. We founded Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services on some of those same principles. Provide efficient, high-quality real estate title and closing services, whether you're buying or selling a commercial property or buying your first home. We'll also make it a pleasant and fun transaction. Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services, 568 Highway 1 West in Iowa City. The team you love, the people you trust.
More doing, Valid on carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. Offer ends April 5th.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm John Brickley. The numbers don't lie, with the Lakers being one of the worst teams in the NBA this season, and thus an overhaul within the front office was deemed necessary. The franchise turning the keys over to Magic Johnson, naming him the new president of basketball operations while firing GM Mitch Kupchak and executive VP Jim Buss. Multiple sources indicate that sports agent Rob Pelinka is expected to be named as the team's new general manager. Two sources telling ESPN, in fact, that Pelinka is already preparing his clients for the possibility. The rebuilding Lakers own the third worst mark in the NBA at 19-39, off a franchise worst 17-win season, missing the postseason the last 3 years, which is the longest drought in franchise history. With the NBA trade deadline set for this Thursday, the Undefeated's Mark Spears reports the Knicks have no strong trade possibilities on Carmelo Anthony. One GM indicating that the Knicks told Melo they don't believe he would waive his no-trade clause. NFL news, ESPN's Jeff Darlington reporting that the Chicago Bears are actively shopping quarterback Jay Cutler.
When you come to Applebee's for an all-in burger with fries and a bottomless Pepsi for just $9.99, you also get a shot at great instant win prizes. Sink your teeth into that. No purchase necessary. Open to legal 50 U.S. 18 plus. See rules at allintowinsweeps.com.
At the Home Depot, extra long weekends mean extra big appliance savings. Right now, get a Samsung French door fridge in fingerprint-resistant black stainless steel for just $1,498. You save over $800. Plus, get 12 months financing on appliance purchases of $299 or more with your Home Depot consumer credit card. Nobody beats our prices. Guaranteed. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Credit offer valid through February 22nd, U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
They're gonna kill the love of my life.
Casey!
If I don't go back to what I was doing.
On February 24th.
Our line of work is quite brutal and quite ruthless.
How far would you go for love?
You steal a truck, bring it to me, then you make your money.
Is it dangerous?
Of course it's dangerous!
Nicholas Holt, Felicity Jones, with Ben Kingsley and Anthony Hopkins.
All this trouble, all this pain, for love.
Collide, in theaters February 24th. Rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Always introduce yourself to new roads with a firm grip. Take on any season with Firestone FR710 all-season tires. Now 10% off at Firestone. Complete auto care. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Offer valid February 1st through the 28th. Sale price reflected at point of sale. Select sizes and tire lines. In-store installation required. Not to be combined with any other offer on same product. No cash value. Offer void or prohibited. See store or driveafirestone.com for full details.
Play real pool. Yeah, the kind manly men play at TCB Pool Hall. TCB isn't one of those joints with a quarter pool table stuck in the back room for atmosphere. No. TCB is a pool hall. 10 full-size tables you rent by the hour. But you gotta be 21 to get in, because any regulation game of pool requires something cold in your hand. Pool, cold beer, TCB Pool Hall. On the Ped Mall, next to Mondo Saloon, downtown Iowa City.
There's people who care where I'm going, and good friends who welcome me home. So get a full tank of freedom, drive the American road. And with a full tank of freedom, find your own highway, we'll take you wherever you go.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
His New Year's hangover lasts longer than his New Year's resolution.
I am never getting drunk again as long as I live.
Tyler Ryder and the APC on KGYN.
5:36 and off the bottom of the hour, Sports Center. Tyler Ryder and Todd Brommelkamp from Studio Way. Coming up in the next 25 minutes, if you're looking to score from La Cantina, well, we're going to give you that shot with three locations. Downtown Cedar Rapids, off Edgewood Road on the northwest side of town at the Fountains, their new location, and in Marion, LaCantina319.com. Tom Kakert and more to join us in hour number three of the program, high school basketball and more on the way tonight, that before 6:45. An early dismissal, TB, as we're set to get out of everybody's hair tonight and send them to their game of the evening.
You're maybe asking yourself, why aren't we doing the La Cantina giveaway right now? Well, we can't, because Jeff Downing, who would be answering the phones, is here in the studio with us. We had so much fun yesterday.
We did, didn't we?
With Jeff, that we brought him back in again today. Now, Jeff doesn't get paid extra for being on the microphone, which is unfortunate. But
it's not fair.
But it is. It really isn't fair. But as you well know, life isn't fair. But you're here with us, stuck here again today on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. So we thought, why not utilize your services for a segment that Tyler debuted last week called
Blank Space.
Blank Space.
So did Alex type them up, or are you having to scramble at the last second?
No, he typed them up. So we're good to go.
And the best part is he typed them up, and he didn't have to leave you any handwritten instructions today, because those were a little hard for you to read yesterday.
They are. I got through it. But
yes, we have Alex type.
You've seen his penmanship.
Yes. And that's why Alex types things up for us.
Which is a good thing that he types. Should we move on?
Oh, we can stay on this for a while. I think, yes. Is there an intro? Is this like Would Ya?
No,
we don't have anything yet.
It depends whether or not it sticks. Yeah, there's no intro like Would Ya. That's not till Thursday.
No. We need to work on that intro.
Well, look, I got to find out if this thing sticks or not.
All right.
If we did everything that the text line told us, we wouldn't be talking about sports right now. No, but I'm sure he told you who goes first, and that's always a shot in the dark of who he wants to go one or two.
Number one says TR.
All right, let's do it then. Fire away.
Number one, TR. Blank was the biggest acquisition of the 2016 Major League Baseball offseason.
Blank was the biggest acquisition of the 2016 Major League Baseball season.
Hello, Ryan. No.
No, that too would early. Be nah, way too early. That would be Chris Sale from the south side of Chicago to Beantown. When you now can put Sale as your, I believe he's the ace of the staff, but if you're going to fit him in number two behind David Price and in between Rick Porcello, you're automatically looking at a combination of over 35 wins, perhaps closer to 40 wins, depending on how this offense fares with David Ortiz now in retirement. I like the reason for Chris Sale moving to Boston, because right now they have an opportunity with some of these expiring contracts coming up, Dustin Pedroia, aging of Hanley Ramirez, eating Pablo Sandoval's contract. If you get an opportunity while some of these arms are still in their late 20s, early 30s, before they start deteriorating, this is an excellent opportunity for Boston to continue their dynasty and pile on. Plus, how often have Red Sox fans heard we need more than just David Price not showing up in the postseason? Where's the safety net? Well, here comes Chris Sale. He is there with Rick Porcello, who locks in the American League Cy Young Award last year. And if you want to keep Drew Pomerantz in that rotation, you want to move him to the bullpen, Eduardo Rodriguez, Stephen Wright, I'm going to continue to name some names that'll fill out the back end of that rotation. To me, from the free agent signings to who was acquired via trade, no team made a bigger splash than getting Chris Sale, no matter what the cost is, to Boston. This is huge, and I think the Red Sox right now, even though Cleveland has the better odds out of the American League, I think Boston's going to continue to turn some heads in the American League East, and there's a good chance that we could see an ALCS showdown, a rematch, when Cleveland swept Boston in the ALDS just last year.
And I'll write your name.
We need, like, Lambo to go number two.
Do you want me to bring Love It or Leave It out with it too? This is kind of like cooks
in the
kitchen.
This is like the White Tiger segment earlier with Ron McGill on the Dan Le Batard show today. Now we're cross pollinating and inbreeding segments, and this is going to lead to nothing but cross-eyed White Tigers. If you missed the Dan Le Batard show today earlier on KGYM, you have no idea what I'm referencing right now.
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
Number two. Todd, well, every white tiger, Jeff, in the country is descended from one particular white tiger. And then as zoos bred them, they had genetic issues. I learned that today listening to the Le Batard show.
We learned a lot history when Todd's in the studio.
I'd say so.
Well, I learned it from listening to the Le Batard show. Right. Number two.
Todd Blank will win the number five job in the Cubs rotation this spring.
That job is up for grabs right now between Mike Montgomery, who got the last out in Game 7 of the World Series, another left-hander, Brett Anderson, most recently of the Dodgers, and some other interesting pitchers that the Cubs have brought in, sort of lottery tickets, guys like Eddie Butler, who at one point in time was a top prospect in the Rockies organization and did not pitch well in the big leagues. I'm going to say Brett Anderson is the winner of the number five job if he can stay healthy. Now, that's saying something because I don't think he's pitched over 100 innings very often in his career. But Anderson is a guy that, when he's healthy, can look good. And he's a ground ball pitcher, which is exactly what you want when half your games are played at Wrigley Field. So Mike Montgomery would then be the long man out of the pen until probably May 15th when Brett Anderson goes on the disabled list for the first time.
And I'll write your name.
Number three, Tyler. The DeMarcus Cousins deal is the best deadline deal in the NBA since blank.
Oh, man. Deadline deal?
The best deadline deal in the NBA since blank.
The best deadline deal since... You know, the comparisons, just because of just how they act on the floor, the best deadline deal since Rasheed Wallace, when did the Pistons win the title? 04, is the best deadline deal since Rasheed Wallace was a part of that Atlanta-Boston-Detroit three-team deal that sent Sheed to Motown in 2004 with Ben Wallace. That kind of just completed the team. When you have an aggressive guy down low who can play enforcer, keep Ben Wallace out of foul trouble, and was getting in the heads of the Los Angeles Lakers. Look, I don't care how talented LA was that year. When Rasheed got to Detroit, not only was the Eastern Conference really put on blast with whoever came through Detroit or when Detroit came to town, were they the bad boys of the 80s? No, but Rasheed Wallace made you think twice before you came into the lane. He knew what his role was on that team. He wasn't going to be the superstar, and he wasn't going to be kind of the bottom feeder. He was the perfect puzzle piece for that team, and they got a ring out of it. And I remember there were a lot of people that were hesitant to make that deal because of what he did on the floor and the money that still remained on his contract. But if it results in getting a championship, it's not the job at the end of the day, no matter what it takes, win the title. Yeah, Rasheed Wallace, he threw temper tantrums. He was a crying kid on the floor. He was getting teed up and sent to the locker room early. But when you get a ring, who cares? Rasheed Wallace, 2004, no question.
And I'll write your name.
Number four, Todd, if Indiana and Tom Crean part ways, blank will be the Hoosiers' next head coach.
The answer to that is someone other than Steve Alford. And I know some Indiana fans out there have floated his name. The answer to that is someone other than Brad Stevens, because there are a lot of Indiana fans that think the former Butler coach would want to come back to Indiana and take that job. I don't know who Indiana would get if it fires Tom Crean, and I think that's why maybe, as long as they show some tangible progress here in the final, let's call it 3 weeks of the season, as Zach Osterman from the Indy Star said with us in hour number one, maybe Tom Crean doesn't go anywhere this year. There's not really that next head coach prospect that jumps off the page at you when you look at guys like Greg Marshall at Wichita State, who has had his opportunity to move elsewhere. And look, Indiana folks don't want Greg Marshall because Greg Marshall is essentially Tom Crean. Indiana folks are going to want a big name. And I don't know whether you can lure a big name to that job. Now, I've heard Billy Donovan. I think that's fans just completely reaching. You'd have to really want to go back to the college game You're not going to get Fred Hoiberg. Fred Hoiberg doesn't like the recruiting aspect, and he's not going anywhere. I don't think the Bulls are parting ways with him. Someone other than Steve Alford will be the next head coach of the Hoosiers, if Crean is fired.
And I'll write your name.
Tyler, number five, blank, is the person you're looking forward to hanging out with the most in Vegas.
The easy answer is Matt McCausland, right? After his conversation, he joined us yesterday in hour number two of the Monday program. Look, I'm just going to enjoy my time in Las Vegas, okay? I'm going to have more adult beverages than the body probably should. Bragging about that is, I know, I understand it's very childlike, but I don't get to enjoy myself as much as I'd like to anymore. Cigars for everybody. Can I say it's a tie between the groom who we're going to Las Vegas for his bachelor party and Mac McCausland? So, and apparently based on what my co-host just mentioned less than 20 minutes ago, Madame Tussauds Wax Museum apparently is going to be a hit as well. So I'm going to say it's a tie between Morgan the groom and Mac McCausland, our guest who joins us each and every Monday. That is, if Mac wants to hang out with me. I don't know if I'm going to be allowed to get into some of the private places and the people he knows.
And I'll write your name.
Number six, Todd Blank will be the Green Bay Packers' leading rusher in 2017.
Oh. Say it.
Well, since I used it on the last one, I'm going to cheat and recycle someone other than, and it's going to be someone other than Adrian Peterson, which we're going to be discussing this at the top of hour number three, because the odds now, the betting odds, have Green Bay as the most likely landing place for Adrian Peterson. As I referred to it earlier today, the reverse Favre, except there would be no pit stop in New York in between here. But I'm going to go off the beaten path, and if I absolutely have to give a name, I do like one of the names that I saw in a mock draft, and it was probably 2 weeks ago, and that name is probably no longer in the picture with them, and it's not Christian McCaffrey of Stanford, who's also been connected to the Packers with that selection. I don't want anything to do with him. But this Alvin Kamara that I had to ask my co-host about, because he plays at the University of Tennessee, or played at the University of Tennessee, the more I watch videos on this guy, the more I think, man, I would like to see him wearing a Packers uniform. It's not going to be Eddie Lacy. It's not going to be Adrian Peterson. It's going to be, I believe, whoever their first drafted running back is going to be.
And I'll write your name.
Number seven, Tyler, the blank, have the best chance of winning the NCAA championship this year.
I don't believe Gonzaga. I think this will be the deepest that any of these Gonzaga teams will go this season, just due to the senior leaders they have on that team. I'm going to take a page out of Ric Flair's book. To be the man, you got to beat the man. And I'll give respect to Jay Wright. When he left Hofstra on Long Island and became what he has now, the Jay Wright brand and the Villanova brand and the tough style of basketball they play in the city of Philadelphia, I knew he had great things in his future, but I never thought a national championship was going to be in his future. This year, led by a pair of seniors, you have Josh Hart, Chris Jenkins, and then you sprinkle in a little Jalen Brunson, who's been a nice surprise for this team in his production in 2016-17. And I don't see why this team can't contend again and win the national championship. Now, when you look at the list of teams that can really realistically contend for an opportunity to win the title, I think you could probably go 1 through 10. I don't think Baylor's a real threat, but I could see a team like Purdue. I'm starting to warm up to them, even though they're not ranked in the top 10. But sure, right now, I think you can take some of these blue blood names like Kansas and Arizona and UCLA and Louisville, North Carolina, and start saying, okay, anybody, as long as they catch a team who's coming off an upset, if they get that 14-seeded Monmouth, if they get that 15-seeded MTSU, maybe. But Villanova, it's especially if Gonzaga stubs their toe in the West Coast Conference. Nova will grab that number one overall seed, an easy route. I'm going to stay with Jay Wright and the Wildcats.
And I'll write your name.
Before we get to the next one, Jeff, Charlie in Iowa City on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line would like to know what the sound is between the questions. Would you like to explain that?
Taylor Swift, she has a song called Blank Space. And we're writing out the names to the answers to the question, hence the segment Blank Space.
If you're not familiar with Taylor Swift, maybe you don't get the reference. And Charlie's asking the question, and Tyler answered it.
All right.
Number eight. That's what we do here, Jeff. We answer questions.
I didn't know the song either.
All right. Todd, with Magic Johnson taking over the Lakers, blank will be the next Hall of Famer to make a move to a front office job.
This is an interesting one. I went back and forth, and I was trying to come up with a name to put out there on this one, and I've got two caveats here because the guy that I think it's going to be isn't in the Hall of Fame yet, but I think there's a candidate out there. And do you consider owner a front office job?
It's the money department of the franchise, so sure.
Well, I buy into this. I buy into the stories that are out there that Derek Jeter would like to own a Major League Baseball team someday. So Jeter's not in the Hall of Fame yet. He's going to be. And in the era of open ballots where the BBWAA has to release their, maybe he's the first unanimous Hall of Famer because, as we know, everybody loves Derek Jeter.
Mm-hmm.
But if I have to go with a guy who's in the Hall of Fame right now already, I'll go another baseball player. I think Cal Ripken would be a very good front office choice. He's involved in Ripken baseball. And by the way, we were talking about Dave Stewart yesterday. It was Dave Stewart's birthday. Dave Stewart is not in the Hall of Fame, and he's not going to be in the Hall of Fame as a front office member either because he was terrible. And I think we're in this era now where you don't have to necessarily have played the game to be a general manager or to be involved in a front office at a higher level. And so I think it's going to become more and more rare to see moves like this Magic Johnson today that really turned the NBA upside down. But right. I think Jeter has a future in the front office of a team that he buys. I'm not going to say he runs it himself, but Cal Ripken, why not?
And I'll write your name.
Number nine, Tyler, the best cereal to eat during the morning is blank.
I'm sorry, say that again.
The best cereal to eat during the morning is blank.
Come on, Coon. The best cereal to eat in the morning isn't just limited to the morning. I would probably eat this. You know, you play the, if you play the desert island, the deserted island game, one movie, one woman, one friend, one food, I'm pretty sure I could live the rest of my life off Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And I got a little bit of a quirk that comes to when I eat cereal. You know how sometimes people put they put mugs in the freezer to get them frosty, Jeff? Mm-hmm. A frosty mug? Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll put a bowl and a spoon in the freezer so that the utensil in the bowl are nice and chilled before I apply the milk and the Cinnamon Toast Crunch product into the bowl. Mm-hmm. Plus, you got the slurps and the milk. I could eat that probably three times a day. Three times a meal. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and I dare somebody else to tell me there's a better cereal out there because we will fight.
And I'll write your name.
Todd, if you had the first pick in a fantasy baseball-style draft of KGYM Texters, blank would be the first selection.
Well, that's easy.
Well,
because
how the hell do I get the cereal and he gets the good one about fantasy
drafting?
That's
easy because this one, much like a fantasy baseball draft, you can go in and you think you know what the answer is going to be, and then on draft day, you change your strategy. Today, I would say that Cyclone Tim would be the first overall selection in the draft. Okay. Now, and that's based on the fact that within the last hour, he sent us the single greatest text we've ever received at this program, and that is not to disparage the hundreds of people, nay, thousands, that have used the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. But Cyclone Tim, with the ex-wife reference, comparing the ex-wife to Sammy Sosa,
it's
or vice
good.
Versa.
It's good.
So if the draft were held today, pick number one, I'm on the clock, I've got 2 minutes to make it, I'm walking to the podium immediately, and I'm saying,
well, you're on the clock.
With the first selection in the KGYM Texter draft, Todd Brommelkamp selects Cyclone Tim.
And I'll write your name.
But get back to me tomorrow and maybe it's 35:30.
Thank you, Jeff. I can't make any promises we're going to have you in for a fourth consecutive time, okay?
Tom Cakert from HawkeyeReport.com coming up in hour number three to preview Iowa and Indiana. And after losing at home to Illinois Saturday, that's who the Hawkeyes will face at Carver Hawkeye this evening. The Hoosiers in town for an 8:06 tip-off. Indiana, losers of six of their last seven. Iowa, no great shakes themselves. They've lost three in a row. Indiana just 15-12 overall, 5-9 in Big Ten play. It's led to some speculation that Tom Crean's seat could be very warm. You may remember the last time Indiana played in Iowa City. They were wrapping up the Big Ten regular season title a year ago. Iowa State remains tied for second in the Big 12 after it escaped Lubbock last night with an 82-80 overtime win over Texas Tech. Monte Morris led ISU in scoring with 23 points. Matt Thomas added 20 as Iowa State improved to 10-5 in conference games. They have just three regular season games remaining before the Big 12 tournament next month in Kansas City. And the ISU women are at Kansas tonight for a 7 o'clock tip-off. Iowa State's won three of their last four, making a late NCAA tourney push. We're off at 6:45 tonight. Class 4A girls regional final action pits Marion against Keokuk on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, 106.3 FM. Listeners, you get Iowa City High and Ankeny Centennial. 366-1600 if you are caller number 6 to that very number, 366-1600. Caller number 6 is going to win a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill, now with not one, not two, but three locations, including at the Fountains on Edgewood, the brand new location. Caller number 6, 319-366-1600.
We're going to meet he or she on the way next. Let's talk NFL, shall we? Is Adrian Peterson on his way to Green Bay? We talk NFC North and more next.
Hi, this is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank. Many entrepreneurs love the flexibility that comes with owning their own business. Cabbage offers a line of credit of up to $100,000 with the flexibility small businesses need. Apply online or from your phone. You will get a decision in minutes and can use any amount you need when you need it. Cabbage has provided over $2.5 billion in funding to 90,000 small businesses and is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Go to cabbage.com or call 888-CABBAGE. That's Cabbage with a K.
Hey, Mountain Dew and Pepsi fans, now's your chance to deliver the product you love. Pepsi Beverages has full-time career opportunities for delivery drivers right now. Target pay is $50,947 plus benefits while you service local routes in the greater Cedar Rapids and Iowa City area. Already have your CDL? Awesome. CDL training is also available for the right candidate. Want to be a part of the Pepsi team? Apply at PepsiCoJobs.com. Just choose the keyword driver. Pepsi Beverages is an equal opportunity employer.
Most Tuesdays are just Tuesdays, except at Buffalo Wild Wings, where Tuesdays are Wing Tuesdays. But now even Wing Tuesdays aren't just Wing Tuesdays, because Wing Tuesdays are half-price Wing Tuesdays, which means your boring Tuesday that became Wing Tuesday now costs you half as much. In case you're confused, we have half-price Wing Tuesdays. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm John Brickley at this hour on Sports Center. The Lakers' Jeannie Buss making drastic changes to the front office, with the team owning the third worst record in the NBA. The team naming Magic Johnson as its new president of basketball operations while firing both GM Mitch Kupchak and executive VP Jim Buss. ESPN front office insider Tom Penn with his reaction.
Magic Johnson now has a much louder voice in Lakerland. As you know, Jeannie Buss recently brought Magic Johnson back as a special advisor to her and to the family. And to move Mitch Kupchak out like this abruptly, tells me that Magic must be coming in. I don't know this, but I'm guessing he's coming in as the main decision maker, as much more of a forceful voice.
Multiple sources are saying that agent Rob Pelinka is widely expected to be hired as the Lakers' new GM. In fact, Rockets guard Eric Gordon, who is represented by Pelinka, says the agent has been informing clients that he'll be the next Lakers GM. NBA trade deadline coming up on Thursday. According to ESPN reports, the Pacers have inquired on the Sixers' Jahlil Okafor, with Indy letting it be known that either their first-round pick in this year's draft will be on the table. NFL news. ESPN's Jeff Darlington reports that the Bears are actively shopping quarterback Jay Cutler, with teams unable to make official trades until March 9th. Super Tuesday in college basketball. South Carolina and Florida set to tip over on ESPN, while in the Big Ten, Penn State with a 4-point advantage over number 14 Purdue. That game right now at the break.
Finally, there's a better way to buy travel. It's Upside.com. Now you can save a ton of money and get an Amazon gift card worth hundreds of dollars. Free. Save big on travel and get a big gift card every trip. Upside.com.
If I were having a dinner party and told you to swing by around 7-ish, that would put you in a pickle. You'd be wondering, does the ish mean come earlier for hors d'oeuvres or come later and bring a side? See what I mean? Ish leaves too much up in the air. When you get a free vehicle appraisal at CarMax, they won't give you an offer ish for your car. An offer ish means nothing. That's why CarMax gives you an actual written offer, so you'll know exactly what you're getting, which tonight happens to be lasagna. CarMax. Drive what's possible.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Chase Elliott's hoping for a different Daytona 500.
I sure would like to not, Rick.
I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
This is what life sounds like without available Apple CarPlay compatibility.
Hey, how do I get to Petaluma?
Turn left at the horse, then keep going until you see Steve, but not creepy Steve, the other one.
And this is what life sounds like in the 2017 Chevy Malibu with available Apple CarPlay compatibility.
Siri, how do I get to Petaluma?
Getting directions to Petaluma.
Hear the difference in the 2017 Chevy Malibu. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Vehicle user interface is a product of Apple, and its terms and privacy statements apply. Requires compatible iPhone and data plan rates apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Mike Bagley. Join me every Tuesday night for NASCAR Live. This one-hour interactive show takes you beyond the typical storylines in NASCAR with the stars of the sport.
The celebration's been fun. I mean, afterwards, I guess I didn't leave track until my 1:30, so I caught it with my crew in South Beach.
NASCAR Live also gives you in-depth analysis with MRN's top personality.
Because for me, the decisive moment of this championship was when...
Check it out. NASCAR Live this Tuesday night at 7 Eastern on the Motor Racing Network.
For the second year in a row, Chase Elliott won the pole for the Daytona 500, but last year's race ended early with a crash. This year, he knows there's another key advantage to starting up front in the Great American Race.
From a driver's standpoint and from the race standpoint, the biggest thing you can take away is that pit stall, I feel like. And once you get in the race, I think there are cars that race better, draft better than they might appear to qualify.
We'll have live coverage of the Can-Am Dual qualifying races Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And don't forget NASCAR Live tonight at 7 Eastern from Daytona. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
He said he was going out for one or two beers. And the next morning, he ended up in Mexico.
You boys like Mexico? Yeah!
Tyler Ryder and the APC. On KGYM.
Second and goal, far back to pass, swing right, caught Adrian, 15-10, cuts it up, touchdown! Touchdown, Adrian Peterson!
Barb's going to go under center, this time two receivers left, hand off Adrian, plows to the right, now he plows into the end zone, touchdown, Vikings!
Paul Allen on the call, on KFAN in Minneapolis, Adrian Peterson, as he played his final down in the purple and gold. As we welcome you back on the Afternoon Players Club at 6:05, Tyler Ryder and Todd Brombelkamp. It's an abbreviated third and final hour of the APC tonight because we got to get you sent off to high school basketball. Top of the hour, we are going to, I beg your pardon, bottom of the hour, we are going to be chatting with Tom Kaker from HawkeyeReport.com as we're going to be talking about the Hawkeyes and the Hoosiers in 8:06 tip-off tonight at Carver Hawkeye Arena as these teams are battling to stay out of day one of the Big Ten tournament in Washington, D.C., with just four games remaining in the regular season, being led by Jeff Downing. And Jeff letting us know now that John in Washington, he's joining us down in Washington, listening tonight, I'm going to imagine either on 106.3 FM at the frequency reaches or through the KGYM radio app. John, $30 to La Cantina Mexican Grill. Congratulations. Thanks for hanging with us in hour number three of the program
tonight. You know, if we could get Jeff, and I don't know whether we can get his attention or not, I would like to bring Jeff back into the studio because he enjoys it when he's in here with us. Now, Jeff, for those of you who may be unfamiliar with the way that the radio world works, is on a little bit of a delay on the other side of the glass because he's listening to us on the broadcast. I am very hesitant to do this, Jeff, but
why,
I feel...
Why are you? Okay.
Well, because I'm a jerk.
All right. Well.
But I feel, and you'll back me up on this, does he not need to be called out on the air for what he said during the break about the weather?
Oh, my God.
Does he not...
What?
I'll leave it in your hands. If you say no, you can turn around and walk out the door. And
well, we have the girls' state basketball tournament next week, which is normally a blizzard.
Okay.
So to be saying something about weather that we have now.
So I think Jeff is agreeing with
frown,
me.
Or even.
Do you want me to pull up my shirt?
Just whining about it?
Do I get my swats in the abs or do I get in the
whine
back?
About it or what?
Well, no. There's calling him out and then there's just completely.
You're
flogging him
over.
You're
supposed to rip Coon when you replace him. You're not supposed to rip the host, co-host
my
of the show.
My co-host looked out the window and said, oh, man, I can't wait to go home and have a cigar tonight. Ellipses, dot, 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 could be a little warmer. It's February 21st. If you want warm, go work in Maui. Which, by the way, we should say happy birthday to our Hawaiian friend, Jenny Valier from Zuna 2.9. Mm-hmm. Have we?
I don't need to do that.
You have on Snapchat or Snapface or Filter Book or whatever it's called.
I'm being told right now on the text line that it's supposed to be 75 in Iowa City and Cedar Rapids tomorrow.
Is that good enough for you?
My warm temperatures come tomorrow, but I'm not waiting to
February 21st and complaining that it's what? 58 right now? 60?
Yeah, his phone said 57. He said
57.
Oh, is that all?
This weather update brought to you by Heinz, makers of Heinz 57. I just felt that, and I'm glad that you agreed with me on this, that he needed to be called out for that.
I think we did a good job on that.
I think we did as well.
Yeah. Ganging up on your co-host.
We've gone from Jeff in 24 Shocker. Hours saying, you know, that was fun. I'd like to come into the studio a little bit more often, to him being comfortable enough to come in here and
clearly,
just kick you in the balls.
Fits.
Just absolutely rear back and kick you between the legs.
I'm guessing you're trying
Could be
to,
a little warmer.
I'm guessing you're trying to avoid talking
I don't
about
want to talk about
Adrian Peterson
being a backer.
Green Bay.
No. I call it the reverse Favre, which is exactly what it would be. But as difficult as it was for Vikings
He's
fans,
loose!
And that was, by the way, Paul Allen on those highlights from the Vikings radio network up there in the Twin Cities that we played a couple minutes
KFA
ago.
KFA in Minneapolis,
KFA
I gave him love.
Paul Allen is the play-by-play voice of the Vikings, though. And
did I not say Paul Allen?
I didn't. Did you say Paul
yes.
Allen? PA?
Just like I gave your boy. Just like I gave. Pat Hughes, the love on the Sosa call to start hour two on WGN Radio.
Okay. Well, I just...
Constant professional.
I want to make sure that Paul Allen got his props there.
Yeah.
Because we would hear from Paul Allen. Paul Allen, he's fantastic on the Twin Cities radio. I do not want to see Adrian Peterson wearing a Green Bay Packers uniform next year, but according to... And where are the odds from?
Sportsline.com.
Sportsline.com has the current odds on the team that most likely will have Adrian Peterson under contract for next year. the Packers are now the favorite at, what, plus 200?
Plus 200 AP is going to be in a Packers uniform next year. They cite their reasoning behind it as being that only Ty Montgomery is the only contracted running back they have on the books right now. And you got to ask yourself, is there a GM out there that still believes that Adrian Peterson can give them 16 effective games? If you're a Vikings fan, when he's on the book, he's on the books for $14 million. Yeah, maybe you want to stop having seasons where you're asking Jerick McKinnon and Matt Asiata to take over the role and try to get this team over the hump in the NFC North. But the question is, do you want it to come back and bite you because you had an opportunity to renegotiate the contract with the former MVP and you couldn't get anything done? If you're the Packers, do you try to lowball them, the camp of AP? If you're the Vikings, do you try to convince them to take a pay cut and say, hey, listen, and you know, you're supposed to get a roster bonus of $3 million. It's going to be a total hit of 17 on top of the salary for 2017. So you've had knee injuries. You've had groin issues. You're going to be 32 the next time the season starts. And Todd, how many carries did he make this year? He didn't make the return this year, so I believe his two-game carry or game-and-a-half carries were 37. He made a game-and-a-half worth of carries. Seven quarters of carries. I don't know if the Vikings are going to be that dumb to let him walk to a team in the division. I start with a pay cut and see if you can keep things simple. Incentives tied in. But it's got to perk your ears up, especially if you're a Packers fan, knowing that you're going to be returning the likes of already the firepower you have on offense, Jared Cook, Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb, Devontae Adams. You have Aaron Rodgers, the former MVP. There are rumors Clay Matthews could be cut. Where do you start finding the money to pay Adrian Peterson? I've already announced that I think the Steelers will win the Super Bowl next year, 52. AP signs in Green Bay. I might actually change my tune on that one.
Green Bay fans, and I know that some of you are out there, you do listen to this program, and we don't talk about the Packers a whole ton on here. I try not to, because I talk about the Cubs enough. If I talked about all my favorite teams, where would that get us? If you're a Packers fan, would you want to see Adrian Peterson, and I understand that I just stepped on Thursday's program a little bit, but would you mind seeing Adrian Peterson wearing a Packers uniform next year? 366-1600. Now, where are the other, what are the odds on some of the other teams?
The Vikings are at 250, plus 250.
So he's got better odds of going to the Packers
than returning to Minneapolis. The New England Patriots are a distant plus 1,000. So are the Oakland Raiders. The Giants come in at plus 1,500. The Dallas Cowboys are at plus 2,500.
And that's just because of this storyline a couple years ago that Jerry Jones wanted Adrian. Well, that was before they drafted Ezekiel Elliott. I'm fascinated by the fact that the Packers' odds are higher than...
I can't believe it or not, the Giants aren't a little higher than that. They just got done cutting Rashard Jennings. Adrian Peterson has an opportunity behind that offensive line to improve on the 88 yards per game that the offensive line was not helping last year. I just don't know if Paul Perkins is ready to carry that load. So, to me, I think the G-men should be a little higher on that list. The Patriots... Why are they on this list? They're going to re-up LeGarrette Blount, Todd. Look at what James White did in the Super Bowl, and then look what Deion Lewis did in the end of the regular season in the playoffs. They have three capable running backs. And I'll tell you another name. If you can't get LeGarrette Blount and you're looking for a bruiser, I know a running back in Green Bay who didn't get re-upped who's a little bit of a bruiser who also has injury issues as well. Don't you think you could get a guy like Eddie Lacy on the cheap to be able to fill the role that Deion Lewis and James White can't fill?
But you know why the Patriots are on that list? Because people like to bet on the Patriots. They're a public team. And the Patriots also do things that you wouldn't necessarily expect them to do, like trade Jamie Collins. And would that not be a total Patriots move to go out and buy a luxury item like Adrian Peterson and bring him in? Especially if it fit, if they could get him at a discount.
How much longer is he considered luxury at 32? The name, yes. What he's done out of Oklahoma, yes. But at 32, as soon as you drive this, even this luxury, gently used car off the lot, the value plummets.
So to be clear, the guy who got upset last week that I didn't say Bartolo Colon was a star is questioning whether or not...
Never said that Bartolo Colon was issued with Bartolo Colon being a star.
Well, when I was naming off the star players on the Dominican roster, you took umbrage at the fact that I glossed over Bartolo.
Well, no, because he's so one of the...
Look, Adrian Peterson's a luxury
best
item.
Best right-handed pitcher right now in baseball with his career.
Bartolo Colon is one of the best
his
right-handed...
His career as a whole, yes, it is.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
If he passes Juan Marichal, he's on the line, but probably not. But we've even talked about Major League Baseball Hall of Fame being the Hall of Very Good. What you need to get into Major League Baseball's Hall of Fame now these days isn't really a tall order anymore. If we're considering Carlos Beltran as one of the best outfielders to get into the Hall of Fame, do we not both agree that it's been watered down to the Hall of Very Good? That's another story for another time.
Beltran is a hitter. I mean, so Adrian Peterson still qualifies as a luxury item if you are a team like New England, and that was my point.
Okay.
Because they don't need him. But very few teams can go out and bring in somebody that they don't need.
They saved the money on Jamie Collins. They're going to cut Danny Amendola, it looks like. So the money's going to be available.
It's a total Patriots move. I don't think it's one that Bill Belichick is going to make because they seem to go out and get guys off the scrap heap and plug them in, and they're going to go get some third-string running back, I'm sure, that you've never heard of, and turn him into the second coming of Christian Akoya out there. I'm having a hard time picturing Adrian Peterson wearing a Packers uniform, and I want to hear from Green Bay fans on this, and Vikings fans. What would your feelings be if Adrian Peterson were carrying the ball for the Packers next year? And you can go ahead and make jokes all you want about, well, he's just going to be hurt anyway, which at this point in his career, this is nothing more than, I would say, a calculated gamble on whatever team signs Adrian Peterson. Although in the NFL, you can control how much money is guaranteed. And if Peterson hits the open market, are you not signing him to a very incentive-laden deal? You're not guaranteeing him much money. But you're going to give him the incentives, and then if Adrian Peterson runs for 2,000 yards, you have no problem paying him millions of dollars if he hits those incentives, because it means you probably had a great season if you're a team like the Packers that are built to win. If he goes someplace else, that's to be...
Adrian Peterson plays for the Vikings, Packers, or the field?
I'll say the field at this point. If I had to handicap, I think the Packers are content to go into the draft and to try to do what they attempted to do with Eddie Lacy, and that's draft a running back in one of the first two rounds and make him the starting running back moving forward. Now, that's risky because you don't know what you're going to get. You could get another Eddie Lacy, but that is a tough pill for me as a Packers fan to swallow. And I've read the stories today, three or four of them, and it just makes me uneasy picturing him wearing a Green Bay uniform. But I'm sure there's Packer fans out there who are saying, hey, man, if it makes the team better, bring him in. The reverse Favre. I would not spend any money on an Adrian Peterson Packers jersey. I'll stick with my John Kuhn jersey, even though he's not on the team anymore.
6:20, the APC comes back. We're going to get a big board update in. And Tom Kakert from Hawkeye Report joins us in the next 12 minutes. 107.5, 106.3, and 1600 AM. Your home for high school basketball tonight. That upcoming schedule on the way as well. KGYM.
AutoZone presents Peak Performance. Maximizing fuel economy, engine life, and overall performance doesn't take a lot, thanks to fuel treatment and fluids from AutoZone. And right now, you can buy a 16-ounce bottle of Seafoam Motor Treatment for just $6.99. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You feel an overwhelming sense of calm in 3, 2, 1. Your home and auto insurance is bundled like a baby in a warm, buttered blanket. The money you save rains gently down upon you. In bills, not in coins, because that would probably hurt.
Worries drift away when you bundle home and auto insurance with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Napa Know How.
When you grab a pair of Bosch Evolution Beam wiper blades, now $10 off at Napa, you'll have the confidence to tell Mother Nature to bring it. Bring the rain, snow, sleet, the almighty all-powerful El Nino, and even more rain. Because with Bosch Evolution wiper blades, now $10 off when you buy a pair, you'll show the weather who's really the boss. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 2/28/17.
They're gonna kill the love of my life.
Casey!
If I don't go back to what I was doing.
On February 24th.
Our line of work is quite brutal and quite ruthless.
How far would you go for love?
You steal a truck, bring it to me, then you make your money.
Is it dangerous?
Of course it's dangerous!
Nicholas Holt, Felicity Jones, with Ben Kingsley and Anthony Hopkins.
All this trouble, all this pain, for love.
Collide, in theaters February 24th. Rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Hey, Golic, big vacation this summer. Any survival tips?
Yep.
Greeny, pack a roll of T-Rex tape. Oh, yeah?
Yep.
T-Rex tape is ferociously strong for quick fixes, even on rough and dirty surfaces. How strong are we talking?
Well, T-Rex tape is formulated with super aggressive adhesive for ultimate holding power. Rip in your luggage, T-Rex will fix that. Hole in your kayak, it has a waterproof backing and UV-resistant materials to hold up in extreme weather.
I've got to get my hands on T-Rex.
T-Rex, ferociously strong tape.
Visit T-RexTape.com to find a retailer near you.
His scotch is older than his wife.
Is that scotch?
Scotch and Splenda. Tastes like Splenda, gets you drunk like scotch.
Todd Brommel Camp and the APC on KGYN.
And 6:23 is the APC. Continues to chug along until 6:45 tonight. High school basketball is on the way. And then on Wednesday's program, the APC tomorrow, giving you multiple opportunities to score from us. Not only are we going to have another chance for you to score from La Cantina Mexican Grill, but on top of that, you want Rough Rider tickets for that March 3rd showdown against Madison? Well, if you want to see the Riders in the Capitals to kick off the month of March, 7 questions, 60 seconds. Brommel Camp with the 3-2 win last week increased his win total to 2 consecutive. He'll look for win number 3 tomorrow. That's going to be happening inside the showdown in hour number 3.
You kept someone sitting in their driveway. You kept them from their family tonight because they were getting ready to pull into their drive until you brought up Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I didn't bring up Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Kuhn wrote the question during blank space about breakfast cereal, and there is no better breakfast cereal on your shelf right now than Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Some guy, some lady, some listener at 6015 says it's peanut butter Cap'n Crunch. You're a liar, ma'am, sir. Have Cinnamon Toast Crunch coming off a hangover. Have Cinnamon Toast Crunch when you've been deprived of food throughout the day. Nothing satisfies one's gullet and palate than the small, delicious squares covered in cinnamon.
That's Cinnamon Toast Crunch, a fine General Mills product. Our friends at General Mills listening to the APC, I'm sure. Cinnamon. Time now for another Midwest One Bank Big Board update after losing at home to Illinois on Saturday. Iowa faces a quick turnaround tonight as the Hawkeyes host Indiana at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Tip-off tonight set for 8:06. The Hoosiers have lost 6 of their last 7 games. Iowa not in great shape either. They bring a 3-game losing streak into play tonight. Indiana at 15-12 overall, just 5-9 in Big Ten play. That's a far cry from where they were the last time they were in Iowa City. They beat Iowa by 3 last year to wrap up a Big Ten regular season title. Iowa State remains tied for 2nd in the Big 12 after it escaped Lubbock last night with an 82-80 overtime win over Texas Tech Monday night. Monte Morris led ISU in scoring with 23 points. Matt Thomas chipped in with 20. The Cyclones improved to 10-5 in Big 12 play. Just three regular season games remain before next month's conference tournament in Kansas City. And the ISU women are on the road tonight. They're in Kansas to take on the Jayhawks at 7 o'clock. The Cyclones have won three of their last four. They're making a late NCAA tournament push. Girls Class 4A Regional final action on the way for you tonight on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. It's Keokuk and Marion, and on 106.3 FM, Class 5A Regional final action, Iowa City High and Ankeny Centennial.
Thank you, 6442. Tyler speaks the truth. CTC, best cereal ever.
Can't wait until we get here tomorrow and get yelled at for trying to get... I'm not trying to get free Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I'm just giving a tip of the cap to our friends at General Mills. A fine,
I would give them my money.
Cedar Rapids business. We like to support Cedar Rapids businesses.
Exactly.
And we like when Cedar Rapids businesses support us. So if you're interested in advertising on the APC, and I know you're out there, I know you are, and I've seen the rates, if you reach into your pocket right now, I think you could probably afford advertising on our program.
There's the line you're towing it.
Get in touch with our pal Steve, Steve at kgymradio.com, and we would love to have you as an advertiser on our program.
He has an acronym too. General Sales Manager is the GSM around here. You ready to talk to Tom?
Tom Cakert is going to put a big shiny bow on tonight's abbreviated APC.
107.5, 106.3, and 1600 AM. North, South, Main Gem. TK joins us next, KGYM.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
They're going to kill the love of my life.
Casey!
If I don't go back to what I was doing.
On February 24th.
Our line of work is quite brutal and quite ruthless.
How far would you go for love?
You steal a truck, bring it to me, then you make your money.
Is it dangerous?
Of course it's dangerous!
Nicholas Holt, Felicity Jones, with Ben Kingsley and Anthony Hopkins.
All this trouble, all this pain, for love.
Collide, in theaters February 24th. Rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13.
As any sports fan knows, nothing feels better than winning. And right now, when you come to Applebee's for lunch, you could win big with their all-in burger meal deal.
Come into Applebee's and try one of their all-in burgers with fries and a bottomless Pepsi for just $9.99.
You could win the chance to produce Mike and Mike for a day.
You could also score great instant win prizes, including a free all-in burger meal deal and pro sports tickets.
Hurry, because this deal won't last long.
Only at Applebee's.
This is the sound of everyday engine threats like gunk, wear, and corrosion, unleashing their wrath on your engine. Now, this is the sound of Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline, providing the best total engine protection you can get. Period. Think all premium fuels are the same? Think again. Choose Shell V-Power Nitro Plus today.
Samsung's washers and dryers don't just have features for brilliant performance. They're brilliantly priced, too.
How brilliant?
Buy the pair with up to $600 off.
That is brilliant.
Yeah, and you can purchase in-store now. Samsung. Bring it home.
Offer valid January 11th through March 1st at participating retailers. Discount taken off regular retail prices. Retailer's displayed price reflects discount. Actual discount may vary by model and retailer. Offer is non-transferable and void where prohibited or restricted by law. Prices is marked.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
He might have lost the game, but he won the tailgate.
I'm ready to go in, coach. Just give me a chance.
Todd Brommelkamp and the APC on KGYN.
And at 6:30, we're going to bring you the final 15 minutes of the afternoon Players Club on 1600 AM, the historic main gym, as well as 106.3 and 107.5 FM. Tyler Ryder and Todd Brommelkamp. Again, high school basketball is on your way tonight at 6:45. We're going to be parting ways, getting you to your contest for the evening. You're going to want to check out the website, kgymradio.com, for more details. Also, while you're there, there's a poll question at kgymradio.com, and it's being brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Will Tom Crean be coaching at Indiana next season? Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue, Southeast Cedar Rapids, behind Taco John's and beside the Home Depot. And taking a look at the results today, more than 40% of you right now, 55% of you. I can't do math on the fly like I used to. 55% of you believe, yes, Tom Crean will be back in Bloomington next season. This would be a perfect opportunity to bring in our next guest, helping us wrap up our Tuesday program from HawkeyeReport.com. Tom Cakert, who it's my understanding he's just now pulling into his parking space outside of Carver Hawkeye Arena. And Tom, we appreciate you joining us while you're making the walk into the arena. And I want to get started by asking you that question. Is this the final time we're going to see Tom Crean in Iowa City, at least as the head basketball coach for the program in Bloomington, Indiana? Good evening.
Good evening. And I think it's a real possibility that this could be the end of the Tom Crean era coming up. It's just, and it's really kind of surprising because two of the last 4 years, he's won Big Ten titles, and you'd think that would be satisfactory, but he hasn't made a run in the tournament, and in a lot of those other years, the 9 years he's been there, he hasn't had good results. And as Mr. Brommelkamp will tell you, if he leaves, Todd, will they be soaping up those windows again in Bloomington with a certain man's name on it?
I don't know, man. He's got such a good thing going out at Westwood. I don't know whether he would want to step into that, but that's my next question. If Crean is gone, who does Indiana get? Not who does Indiana think it can get, because Brad Stevens and Billy Donovan and all these names that are out there, but who takes that job? Because Tom Crean will have been there for a while and had limited success. Before him, it was Kelvin Sampson and Mike Davis. The Indiana job is not what it used to be 20 years ago.
No, it's not. And, you know, part of the struggle for Crean has been his in-state recruiting, too. He's just missed on a lot of kids. There were last year, Kyle Guy, one of the top players in the state, left. And I think they missed out on like four top 100 kids in-state in this 2017 class. You know, Alford's name's going to come up, but Steve Alford's got a $7.8 million buyout right now that is probably going to that's a big pill to swallow to get him to come home. Greg Marshall, I think, makes some sense. Maybe Archie Miller from Dayton makes some sense. But beyond that, it's really hard to come up with a solid name that could really realistically take that job, because Brad Stevens is not going to take that job and give up that Celtics job.
Honesty hour here, Tom. Even though we knew about Ferrand's team this season and the possibility with Indiana's team if they stayed healthy, could have anybody sold you on a February 21st showdown at Carver Hawkeye Arena where more than likely the loser of this game is going to be trying to fight their way to stay out of day one action and DC at the Big Ten Championship Tournament?
Yeah, I would have never thought that for Indiana. Iowa, you didn't know with a young team, but Indiana, if you remember, back in November, this is a team that beat Kansas and North Carolina. And that's two pretty good schools that are in the top 10 right now in the country. And they beat them with a healthy OG Anunoby and a healthy James Blackman, who's, you know, back now but was dinged up a little bit. It's just a different team now. And, you know, I just don't think Crean's ever fit there real well in his career at Indiana.
So Indiana's lost six of its last seven. Iowa's lost three in a row. What gives tonight? Who winds up winning at Carver?
Well, somebody's got to win because, you know, both teams are – Iowa's on the three-game losing streak and Indiana's on a four-game streak on the wrong side. So somebody's got to win. I think Iowa's got one more good home performance in them this year where they're going to come out and play well, and I think that's tonight. I just got a feeling they're going to kind of circle the wagons a little bit. Although I do think this team's kind of running on empty, especially those young guys. Bohannon in particular is probably the most important of those young guys because of the responsibilities he has on the court. He just seems like he's pretty worn out right now. And I don't blame him. I mean, I don't think he thought he would be playing this big of a role. I don't think any of us thought that this would he'd be playing 30-plus minutes a game this year. And he just looks like he's kind of worn down by his first season of college basketball right now.
Tom, when you watch Peter Jok on the floor, I look back to the Illinois game this weekend. Are you still seeing 100% out of the senior?
No, I think he's probably 70%, if that. He's just not moving well. He's just not, and he's not the Peter Jok that came out there and had that terrific performance against Purdue. You know, that's kind of the highlight moment for me, a really complete game, almost a triple-double for Jok in that game. And he just doesn't look right to me. And I think the back's still bothering him. I think he's better, but I just think it's marginally better at this point.
Tom Kakert from HawkeyeReport.com joining us here. Iowa tips off 8:06 tonight against the Hoosiers. What can this team make it to the NIT at this point, I guess, would be the question, because I think that's probably best-case scenario right now, is it not?
Yeah, I think that's best case. And their RPI right now is like 115 or something. I did make it in that year with Gatens in his senior year with an RPI of 125. Going into getting into the NIT. But since then, I don't think any teams above 100 have gotten an at-large bid into the NIT. So they probably got to win out, and that includes going to Wisconsin and going to Maryland and winning, which I don't think anybody will predict, and also maybe making a bit of a run to Saturday in the Big Ten tournament. And that would probably get it done, but it's a stretch to think it's going to happen.
And that NIT bid, Gatens' senior year, that was coming off that long postseason drought, which I think played into it as well. And I know some people are talking about it, but there's absolutely no way, no how, that Iowa or any other Big Ten team is playing in a tournament other than the NIT or NCAA tournament, right?
Yeah, they haven't done it since, I think it was like the first year of the CBI. Purdue went in there, and I think they even had a losing record, and those are pay-for-play things, and I think the Big Ten just looks at it as kind of being beneath the conference to have to pay to play in postseason tournaments.
Tom, right now they're 2-under in the conference. They still have to go to College Park in Madison. Is asking this team to finish at 500 too much right now?
It's going to be a chore. You know, they've got to get a couple more wins, and they've got to figure out a way to get to 500. And, you know, you look at Indiana, too, they're sitting at 5-9, and they've got to win out to get to 500 in league play, which is just really kind of stunning when you think about the collection of talent on that team. But, yeah, I just don't see Madison or College Park as realistic wins for Iowa right now, especially given that those two teams are going to be contending for a Big Ten title right now.
Tom, we'll get you out of here on a football question. Tim Polasek and Kelton Copeland, what are your thoughts of the two new football assistants that joined Kirk Ferentz's staff?
Polasek he feels like he's right out of central casting for a Kirk Ferentz staff member. He just has a feel of Iowa football to him. I was impressed with Kelton Copeland. I can see why Kirk Ferentz was attracted to him as a staff member. He's pretty passionate, likes to teach the game. I think they're both really pretty good hires for Iowa, and they're good fits. It's going to be an interesting spring to see how they get kind of in tune with the Iowa program itself and get their feet in the ground and get going.
8:06 tip-off from Carver, the Hoosiers, and the Hawkeyes. Tom Kakert from HawkeyeReport.com. Thank you, Tom.
Thanks, guys.
Boy, I don't know. I think Iowa wins tonight. But they're gassed. They are running on empty, as Tom said. And Indiana, they need a win tonight, too. I don't know what gives. in this game. I really don't.
A lot of points are going to be scored.
They are
second and third in the offensive categories in the Big Ten this year, scoring.
Two of the best offenses in the Big Ten meeting tonight, which means there's not going to be a whole lot of defense played at Carver Hawkeye.
So you're saying take the over, hit the over hard.
Oh, I'm trying to find it here. It's the game is a pick 'em in Las Vegas, but the over-under is very high. It's 159.5. So the Las Vegas is expecting a relatively high-scoring game tonight.
641. Let's come back. We'll squeeze in our final big board update. We part ways 15 minutes early, the start of high school basketball on your Tuesday evening. Alex Kuhn, Scott Unash, where are you heading? We'll tell you next. 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM KGYM.
America, it's time for some straight talk. There is no good way to fold a fitted sheet. Nobody really likes kale. And those wireless companies offering no contract plans? Surprise! To get a new phone could mean getting locked into a phone contract. With new Straight Talk Plus, well-qualified customers can get a Samsung Galaxy S7 for as low as $30.12 a month. Requires a 30-day unlimited service plan, still no contract, so you can cancel anytime with no penalties. Come on! It's time to realize the runaround. It's time to ask yourself, why haven't I switched? Straight Talk Wireless. On America's largest, most dependable networks. Only at Walmart.
Lease to own transaction for the Samsung Galaxy S7. Total cost is $722.88 with 24 30-day payments plus any taxes and fees except in North Carolina where final payment may be more. No ownership until all payments made. May be able to exercise early purchase option. Retail cost of the Galaxy S7 is $599, subject to change. Customers may end lease and return phone at any time. Wireless service subject to Straight Talk terms and conditions.
Hear that? That's your engine telling you something to never settle. Because good enough has never been good enough. And your engine knows it. So give it Valvoline Full Synthetic. Specially formulated with our highest quality base oils and premium additives for an unsurpassed level of protection. Choose Full Synthetic from Valvoline. 150 years under the hood. For DIY tips, hot rides, cool merch, and exclusive content, head over to TeamValvoline.com. Join for free today.
Napa Know-How.
Back at New Year's, you made a resolution to save more money. Just so happens, Pennzoil's family of oils are on sale starting at $3.49 a quart. So you can check save money off your list and bask in the glory of actually seeing a resolution through to the end. With the Pennzoil family of oils starting at $3.49 a quart. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 2/28/17.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You are in the driver's seat, in complete control, in life and on the road. Your driving record is impeccable, and for this, you are greatly rewarded with Snapshot from Progressive. You use your savings to buy a World's Best Driver t-shirt. It runs a little small.
The more righteous you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
The hardest part about being a wedding photographer is editing out all his photobombs. Todd Brommelkamp and the APC on KGYM.
Big thank you once again to Tom Kakert for joining us from HawkeyeReport.com. Just 90 minutes before tip-off from Carver Hawkeye Arena between Iowa and Indiana. We wrap up our Tuesday APC with our final Midwest One Bank Big Board update here on KGYM.
It is Iowa, it is Indiana, an 8:06 tip-off, as you just said. Something's got to give tonight as the Hawkeyes come into town on a three-game losing streak that includes a setback Saturday afternoon at the hands of Illinois. Indiana has dropped four in a row. They've actually lost six of their last seven. The Hoosiers, 15-12 overall, just 5-9 in the Big Ten. It's a far cry from where they were a year ago when Indiana clinched a regular season Big Ten title with a three-point victory over the Hawkeyes in Carver Hawkeye. Iowa State remains tied for second in the Big 12 after it escaped Lubbock last night with an 82-80 overtime win over Texas Tech Monday night. Monte Morris had 23 for the Cyclones. Matt Thomas added 20. Iowa State now 10-5 in conference games. They've got just three regular season games remaining before the Big 12 conference tournament next month in Kansas City. The ISU women are in action tonight. They're at Kansas for a 7 o'clock tip-off. ISU has won three of its last four. They're making a late NCAA tourney push. Class 4A regional girls final action. It's Marion and Keokuk coming your way on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. And if you're listening to us on 106.3 FM, you get 5A regional final action. Iowa City High taking on Ankeny Centennial.
This has been a presentation of KGYM Sports, the APC, returning to your airwaves tomorrow at 4 p.m. Oh,
I'm ready. Ready as anybody can. I'm Beth. I'm a service rep for Cintas, and I help businesses get ready. Ready for the unpredictable workday. Beth.